All right, now, at this point in our service, now, can we have our children come forward for a children's message? Hold it tight. Don't let them come in. No, all right, hold on. All right, you got to stand back. You can't go over. Stand back behind the line. Stand back, Jackson. Good try. I would have done the same thing. Very good. All right, you're going to have to stay there this morning. Something very unusual is happening. We have a really good-looking guy up here, Mr. LeBon, and he has something in his hand. What does he have? Samuel? A piggy bank. Show it up. Show everyone your piggy bank. Oh, man. And we got ropes, so you guys are going to have to stay. This must feel a little uncomfortable. You're going to have to stand right there for the children's message. Has that ever happened before? We didn't let you up here? Doesn't feel so good, does it? You don't like it, do you, Samuel? Man. I'm doing it for a reason, all right? Today we read about how Jesus was very, very angry. You see, he came into God's temple, and when he came into God's temple, he found a whole bunch of things. He found, can you imagine a bunch of pigs, not like this, but pigs walking around in the temple and pigeons, and he saw a table up front. And there was money on the table. People were selling things. And it was so busy that the Gentiles, those were the outsiders to the temple, they couldn't come forward. They had to stand back a ways. How does it feel to stand back and you're not invited forward? Can you tell me how it feels this morning? Anybody? How does it feel that you can't come forward to church? Yep. Alyssa? Sad? It is kind of sad, isn't it? Yep. It makes you feel like you're not wanted. It doesn't feel good. What a mean pastor I am. How does it make you feel this morning? We're not letting you come forward. How does it feel? Not good? Terrible? Left out. All right, very good. That's the way I want you guys to know how it felt in John chapter 2 when Jesus entered the temple. Jesus came in, and you heard me read it. When Jesus came in, what did he say? He said, "My Father's house isn't a house of trade. It is a house of what? Prayer." And so he turned the tables over, and he kind of, you know, got the money changers. I don't think I can take out Mr. LeBon. I'm scared. Look at him. But Jesus got the money changers out of the temple, and they went away, and the temple was open for all the people to come in. So let's go ahead and take the ropes down. Thank you very much to all our volunteers, and Mr. LeBon, thank you. Great, let's give Mr. LeBon a hand. Great job. Thank you, sir. We're happy you're healthy, too. And children, please come down forward. Let's always remember today's lesson. Today's lesson is that you are always welcome to church. You guys are always welcome. Do we ever put ropes up at church and say, don't come? We never do that. That's right. You're always welcome to church. Always. This is always for us. Bow our heads. Dear Jesus, your house is a house of prayer. I thank you for these children today. May they always know, no matter where they go to church, that they're welcome, they have a place by you, and that their prayers are heard by you. May this church, Peace Lutheran, always be a house of prayer for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming forward today. You can go back to your seats.